Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Expression bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of the award-winning books Deduct Everything, and now I don't know how many editions Small Business Taxes Made Easy has been out in, but many, because it just continues to be updated and improved all the time. And all of her stuff continues to win awards because she's so smart. Eva, welcome back, and thank you for hanging out with us. You've been studying the new tax law, and let me set you up for this, folks. As you've heard me report, as you may have read in my column, corporate America got about a 40% haircut on their taxes. The government took the haircut, I should say, from 35% down to 21% fixed, permanent, flat, forever. 21% period. Small businesses, we got only whatever everybody else got, all the other individuals got, the two point drop in each one of the income categories, income levels, and then some of us get a 20% deduction off of our business income. Now pick it up from there, Eva, and fix anything that I didn't say right.
Oh no, you're doing fine. One of the good things though is, there is something called a personal service corporation. It's a C corporation run by people, owned and run by people, providing a variety of services. And they were paying a flat rate of 34%. So in the past, that's what they would pay. Now they get to pay 20%. So that 21%. So that is a huge, huge reduction. Now, that qualified business income deduction, that extra 20% deduction for the pass-through entities, the entities that are S-corporations, partnerships, maybe even Schedule C businesses, that applies to everybody, but it seems to say that it doesn't apply to service businesses.
That's right.
And Congress added a whole bunch
attorneys
of
attorneys and accountants and people like that may not qualify. Do you understand how that's going to work?
No, but I've been trying to read through it, and Tony Nitti at Forbes has 39 pages trying to explain this.
It's awful. I saw that article. It's awful.
Yeah, the tax law itself has 20 pages trying to explain this.
Remember what I said in my October article? I said the thing that scares me, and I said it again in the December article, the thing that scares me is that this language they're using, we're not going to let wealthy individuals scam us on this. When I read that was in their language, I said, what this tells me is that they're going to create something that's going to be so convoluted that it's going to make the IRS get all up in our business more than they already are. And I believe what you just said means that's going to come to pass. Because you can't,
IRS has to figure it out. IRS has to figure it out.
I know, but that's my point. They're going to show up at your place and they're going to interpret it one way. They're going to show up at my place and interpret it another way.
Don't worry. They haven't gotten that far. It'll be a while before they get there. But let me finish my point.
But Ava, I'm sorry, Eva. Hold on. Wait one second. Corporate America doesn't have to worry about this. Why is small business owners having to worry about it? That's what I'm mad about.
I know you're mad, but let me make a point that may appeal to you. The way I'm reading that is businesses with profits under $300,000, under $310,000, may not have to go through all of that. The service businesses, they may actually qualify for this deduction.
For the 20% deduction. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. What about the companies like we talked about earlier that's over $300,000 and it's in the inventory and receivables?
Right, but they are not service businesses.
Okay.
Okay. And the 20% deduction relates to purchases of capital assets and payroll, and that's where all the complicated computations
right.
come into play. So we're gonna see exactly what happens. But regardless, once you get past the computations, it is going to be a benefit if anyone figures out how to do that. On the other hand, a huge, huge number of changes have happened to various kinds of depreciation,
mm-hmm.
and people are going to be able to write off a lot of expenses, a lot of their capital equipment, all at one shot, and probably
right.
wipe out a lot of their profits. So there are going to be benefits. My focus, Jim, I know that you are very mad and very defensive for small businesses. My focus is let's look at the positive. Let's see what we can do to make things better based on the law we have just gotten. A lot
well,
of things get me mad.
I'm glad you're approaching it from that standpoint, Pollyanna, and I wouldn't expect anything different from you. And you're one of the people who are smart enough to know how to do it. But what, the point I'm making, Eva, is why can't small business owners be given the same consideration as big companies? We do half the economy. We do half the payroll. Why can't we get the same deal? Why did we get a convoluted, temporary, qualified deduction? I don't understand that. That's the part I'm mad about. We come back. I'm gonna take a chill pill, and we're gonna let Eva kind of clear things up after this break. TaxMama.com, right, Eva?
TaxMama.com.
All right. I'm gonna. My blood pressure's going down already. 10 tails.
Yes, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.